Welcome to the Pop-Up Podcast with Jacqueline Taylor Adams. Today we will experience a Midwest marketing moment with Tyler Wagner.
Now you may ask, what is the Pop-Up Podcast? Pop-Up Podcast comes when I just feel compelled to share marketing information. Let us all get on one accord. I'm going to begin with the definition of marketing. Marketing is the applied science of consumer behavior. Again, it is the applied science of consumer behavior. Marketing is a science. It's a large field. So I get different. I may be compelled to this one day or compelled to that one day. Maybe it's PR, maybe it's digital, maybe it's local marketing, maybe it's foot traffic, maybe it's online traffic, maybe it's this and maybe it's that. So I just left it up to what pops up in my head because it's all relevant. Now, again, marketing is the applied science of consumer behavior, and that's the one lesson I want us to all take away. Audience first. It always starts with your audience and understanding who that audience is. And marketing prepares the market for sales. So all of you people think marketing is sales. It's part of the sales process, but it prepares the market for the sale so that when they come to do the sale, it makes sense. Rarely, very few times do anyone ever buy something, use something, secure something the first time that they're ever introduced to it. They have to be prepared. And that's what marketing does. It prepares the market for the sale. So to that end, welcome to our second episode of the Pop-Up Podcast. And today I was just compelled to introduce you to someone who I feel is special. I have been, for about 2 years now, I have been using digital marketing interns. I began with a company called Gen M, and then they transitioned to a new name called Acadium. And it's a great online digital marketing company. And in the process, you meet some phenomenal people. And 2020 is a special year. It is a year of great depths of sadness and great change, as we all have experienced. Now, my mom passed on a couple months ago, almost 2 months ago. And at the same time, 2020 has brought new opportunities. COVID, while it brought strife, it also brought new opportunities from the moment COVID began because it compelled us to think and to challenge us. And now more than ever, the field of digital marketing becomes front and center and very important. So now we have a host of young people or people of all ages out there learning digital marketing. They are going to become our next marketing leaders. So I want to introduce you to one of them. From the Midwest, we are going to meet the one, the only, Tyler Wagner. How are you, Tyler?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, sir. I'm doing great. Now, I want everyone to know and everyone to get to know who is this phenomenal being that has been given the name of Tyler Wagner. Tyler, let us know who you are and what's your claim to fame.
Sure thing. So, I live in a small town in Wisconsin called Hartford, in the great old Midwest of the U.S. of A. And I am born to a middle-class family. I have only one brother, but he is a twin, which means that
wow.
We share a lot of the same interests, and we look almost exactly the same. So it is a little hard for me to stand out, you know?
So, okay.
Yeah. So my whole life, I've basically been a copy of my brother. We have the same friends. We do the same things. And we basically hang out with each other all the time. So now that we're both in college, we have to try and find a way to differentiate ourselves and go on our own separate paths for the future. And you know what's funny is we both wanted to do marketing at first, and I stuck with it, and he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So where did he go? What's his interest?
Right now he is going into computer science, but he is kind of thinking about moving to film production and, you know, photography.
Okay. Oh, that's not bad. That's still good.
Yeah. Yep, definitely.
So, all righty. So, well, we know one of your claims to fame, at least for being here, is that you're a marketing student. And I guess also a twin. Okay, you're one of the twins, you know. You know, you guys are a special breed. And,
yes, we are.
Yeah, that is really true. And so I guess I want to know, first of all, why were both of you compelled to marketing? Did you just hear it? Did one, like, did your brother just do it because you did it, or did you first take it because he took it? What made you guys consider marketing?
Well, a big part of marketing is being creative, and we have both always been very creative people, you know, thinking outside the box, and especially with, you know, school essays and projects, we would sort of take them in a whole different direction than everybody else.
Okay.
And also the teachers at our high school that taught marketing were very, they had great personalities, so we really wanted to follow in their footsteps, so to speak.
Stop. They taught marketing in high school?
For Union High School, they have a lot of great business classes that a lot of other ones in the area do not. So, yes.
Wow, that's true, because I went so long ago. Business was considered basically learning typing and being a secretary, more administrative things when you took business courses. When I was young, and then I think right before I went to college, they instituted a few more, but they more revolved around really global studies, probably more like global finance. Just right when I graduated, Philadelphia had just started launching high schools, you know, specialized high schools, rather than just general academic, and they had just launched right before I went to college. So that's interesting. So listen, America or the world, I want to know how many out there of you know of or attended a school that actually taught marketing and like full business curriculum in high school. We know that's automatic in college, but how many experienced it in high school? Hey, put your comments down. Let us know. Oh, just real quick, in case anyone is out there listening, because we know we did pop up, but if you're listening, you can call in at 914-205-5372. Again, that call-in number is 914-205-5372. So now, what college are you going to now?
I am going to Moraine Park Technical College.
Okay.
And it has a very good marketing and social media program.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And so what got you to Acadia?
Well, through my college, we buy a lot of our marketing textbooks online through a company called Stukent. And I received an email from them a couple months ago that they had partnered with Acadia. And I was at the time looking for an internship or a career to start in marketing. And I just thought that was the perfect opportunity to get some experience while I'm still taking classes.
Okay, awesome. That is really good. I am learning a whole lot.
Yeah.
I am learning a whole lot. Because what's really interesting, one of my new clients is actually a training company, and it establishes apprenticeships. So
So it's like really giving me an even larger view on the possibilities of this industry. It state registered and nationally registered apprenticeships. Yeah. Okay. So now, how do you value the education that you're receiving from Acadium, especially since you're also in a, you know, like a formalized school? How do you value what you're getting from Acadium? Has it benefited you? Has the education benefited you at all?
Yeah, it has benefited me definitely because of the way it's set up. You know, they offer you free courses that you can go in just a couple of minutes. You explore a topic and you can get something out of it, definitely. They have videos and lessons and they quiz you at the end to make sure you're catching everything. And it's very beautifully set up that way.
Okay. So is it helping you with your standard school work? Which are, you know, you're working at technical college. Is it helping you excel there as well? Do you feel you're excelling better because of?
Yeah, definitely. They do kind of explore the same topics, but there are different ways that I can learn differently than in class, especially when I'm at home on my own. They both go hand in hand very well.
Yeah, great, great. So I guess the next question is, how are you finding your apprenticeship with me? I definitely feel I'm different. I'm probably not as structured or standard, but do you feel that how you find your experience? Do you feel it's benefiting you at all?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely benefiting me. I think all the resources that you're providing and, you know, sending me invitations to webinars, and it's very helpful because it's really opening my eyes to the grand scope of marketing and all the different can do with it.
Great, great, great. Well, I'm going to let you know, I really hope, my hope and goal is that you will stick with me and you will become my sponsorship protege. We need younger people to come up in the sponsorship industry, really understanding what it's about. And I'm glad you have an interest there. And I think the more you engage that, the more you can really, really see the value of marketing. And for those of you, you know, I know I'm interviewing Tyler, but just to let you in on, you know, sponsorship, the way most people look at it, or many, many people look at it, is as a set package of offerings, and it's this expensive thing. And I think they really, most people think of it as really a brand recognition thing, like a swag type of thing to say, I sponsored this. Sponsorship is simply a strategic spend of your marketing dollars. And done well, done right, you will really benefit from being a sponsor as well as from securing sponsorship. But to benefit from it and to really secure it and have a good reputation, you have to provide value, and then you need to know what value to seek when you're, you know, seeking to be a sponsor. You know, brand awareness definitely are things needed by brands. Every brand doesn't necessarily need it, and that's not the only reason to use a sponsorship. Many times, sponsorships are just simply used as ways to, you know, get sales or get leads. Because, you know, the main purpose people sponsor is access to their target audience. It's always about the audience. So, you know, what's the particular access that you need? What can sponsoring an event or something, what, if you look at that and you look at your overall strategy and what's out there and this particular access to this audience and the assets and opportunities that the sponsorship would avail, what will it allow you to do in reaching those goals that you already have? So that's kind of how people look at it. And you're talking about being creative. I think sponsorship is one of the biggest areas of creativity that you have in marketing. Probably next to that would probably be the design area and advertising. Those are big creative areas. But I think sponsorship is larger than that. The room for creativity is enormous. You know, as long as you pair creativity with strategy, you always want to be strategic because, you know, at the end, you know, you always want to get those results that the client wants. But I feel sponsorship is a great area for strategy and where you don't always have to be in a box. What do you think? What are you feeling about what you're starting to learn about sponsorship, Tyler?
I agree with what you said. Sponsorship was something that I had not really explored too much. And I'm finding out that it's a lot more than just, you know, putting your name alongside someone else's. It's about building a partnership or a relationship with that individual or company, and you can really work together to innovate some creative marketing strategies and really build that brand recognition.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, since you are that creative person, I really think this is a field that you will enjoy. So it's, you know. So this has been a great pop-up, Tyler. It's great getting to know you. It is great working with you. And I am so happy to introduce you to the world. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot more about you. So I'm great. I felt compelled to share Tyler with the world. But he's my Tyler. He's his mama Tyler, too. But as far as marketing, he's my Tyler. So he's my answer
to
everyone. But... it's great to share you with the world. You are definitely a diligent person, and that's just wonderful to encounter at any age. For someone to be
Thank
committed.
Thank you so much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know, that's a trait that's just a good trait to always have, and everyone doesn't have that trait. It's not even about age, but it is extra special that you're young and that committed. And that, you know, you have a vision, and but, you know, that you're also discovering and exploring. That's the fun thing about being young. But what's also exciting, everyone, we're all young at some age, at some point in time in everything in our lives. You could be 80 and just a baby at something else. That's what's exciting about life. There's always so much to learn. There's always so much to do. And that's what's so special about youth, the wide eye, the excitement of discovering and learning. And that's the one thing we always want to keep. So you have, I'm hoping, my hope is for everyone that you all have been as inspired as I have been by Tyler, his excitement. What's your brother's name?
My brother's name is Grant.
Okay, Grant. Tell Grant I said hi. We feel like I know Grant a little bit. I can't say Tyler without Grant. But we've been inspired by both of you. And you can use, as a marketing professional, you can use your brother as a film professional too. And then told you that that's another great creativity area. And he can do it, you know, artistically, but he can also use that commercially. And so just to tell Grant, I say, I want him to become an expert in drones and drone photography. It's a great place to specialize in, a great field, and it can be used a lot because it's great being that artist, but, you know, we also have to find ways to get paid. So I'm pretty sure that's what your parents say. But if he takes his photography and creativity, tell him just to learn, become an expert in drones. So drone photography, drone filming, just become an expert in the use of drone. You have to get licenses and flying drones. And so make sure he adds that to his education so he can supplement his education with learning about the drone and drone industry. And then that'll make your parents feel good that he has a specialized field that he can get paid well in. But yeah, you guys can really be a team. You guys can be really a team. Just think you can have the Tyler and Grant agency. See?
That's a good idea.
So, see? So, it's been great. So, we're going to sign off right now. We just wanted to pop up, take a moment, introduce you to some young talent coming up. And to find out what is so compelling about marketing for those of you who may never considered marketing or for those of you who may felt that it's starting to get a bit humdrum, this hopefully puts some new life into you and expand what's your vision of marketing, and hopefully just, you know, get you excited again about the job that you're doing. So, Tyler, you have 30
yes.
seconds, and the whole world listening. What wisdom do you want to leave us with?
Well, my main message to everybody listening is probably one that they've heard a lot before, but no matter what you do in your life, make sure that it's something that makes you happy, because at the end of the day, it is not selfish to take care of yourself and to do what you think you should do. That is my advice to the world.
All right. Okay. That's a great wisdom from a young person. That is awesome. So we're going to go off with Getting Started. It's from the Hobbs and Shaw movie series. And this song I discovered on Songland. The song was pitched to Aloe Black and the Hobbs and Shaw entity on Songland. This is sung by Aloe Black, and we're going to roll off on because we're talking to this young person, and we are in a new era. Because if you think we're going back to the way things were, we're not. We're forever changed. And it's our choice, is this a good change or a bad change? We get to make this change what we need it to be for ourselves. So find the opportunity, find the greatness, find the silver lining, and grow.
This ain't for the money. This is for the love. This is sweating through my shirt before the sun's up. Thought that I was sure. Thought that I would stop, but now I got them waiting for the other shoe to drop. Oh, I'm a flame burning bold in a world that's so cold. And I'm just getting started. I've been making moves before the dawn, cutting through the darkness. Can't nobody say I don't belong. I'll be the first shepherd.
Winner cup, mixing hard work with beginner's luck. If I fall first, then lift me up. Never call curtains. Common courtesy. Curiosity, it killed the kitty, but it got to work for me. Inadvertently, I manifested something great, but it's due to determine the fate of my turn of tables from the cradle to the grave. Heavyweight, leg day, steady prey. Heavy head, wears crown, way down every day. Here now, make a way, clear foul lane. Chains breaking out the crazy house. So whatever them people were saying about me, hit the lever. You now do my level. The engine is revving up, ready. I'm ready. I swear you gon' care about me.
I'm just getting started. Making moves before the dawn, cutting through the darkness. Can't nobody say I don't belong. I'll be the first shepherd. It ain't no mystery. I'm on the throne looking down, making history. While you were smelling roses, I was putting work in. I'm just getting started.